Thank you for joining us at Living Word NRA's podcast. We are a church who worships God and advances His kingdom. For more messages and content, be sure to follow us and subscribe to our channel for you to stay connected.
Good morning, church. Hashtag Happy Sunday. It is hashtag the Lord's Day. And welcome to our hashtag Sunday service. Makarelate yun ang mga kuwan, no? Mga techies, the millennials, and the younger generations. Kanya itong bagong sermon series called Hashtag. With a culture that is preoccupied with technology and social media, we want to be able to, you know, keep ourselves Christ-centered and Christ-focused. No? In this series, we are looking at commonly used hashtags. No? As mentioned ganyan ni Pastor Nick, the first one is TBT, no? Hashtag Throwback Thursday. And then last week, Pastor Brian, no? The struggle is real. No? And today, as mentioned a while ago, nga, today we'll be looking at hashtag YOLO. How many of you knows what YOLO means? No? Oh, again today. YOLO means you only live once. No? In social media, hashtag YOLO is usually used, no? When doing something life-threatening, like skydiving, bungee jumping, or other, no? Risky activities. Others use hashtag YOLO when making once-in-a-lifetime choices, like buying a very expensive luxury item or quitting from a stable job. No? So hashtag YOLO is used as a motto to convey the idea that you should take risks, no? To live life to the fullest because you only have one life to live and you might be missing out on a lot of exciting things. Well, YOLO is partially biblical in the sense that, you know, we do have one life to live, di ba? Its underlying principle is really quite, you know, opposite from what God's word teaches, which is found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. This one but powerful verse will teach us four certainties about life and death today. No? Let us all stand up. Let us read together Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Sige. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Let's pray. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you so much, O God, for allowing us to be here, to be able to worship you and sing song to you, O Lord God. Even we humbly ask right now, Lord, to just be with us, O God. Just open our eyes, our hearts, to receive your word, O Father, Lord. And Lord, just cover me as well, O God, with your precious blood. Whatever words that come out, O God, it will be glorifying to your name alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. You know, three men died in a car accident. You know, they were at the entrance in heaven. No? And they were asked a simple question. When you're lying at your casket, no, and your friends and your family are gathered around the funeral, what do you want them to say about you? So the first man said, well, I was a good doctor. And I work hard for my community. The second man said, I think I'd like them to have them say that I was a good husband, you know, a loving father. Then the third man was thinking, well, what would I want them to say? That my body was lying in the casket in front of them? Ah, I would like them to say, look, he's moving. Anyway, the third man was still really hoping that he's not dead yet, right? We really don't like the idea of facing our own death, di ba? Knock on the wood, no? In fact, we try to avoid talking about death. But we are surrounded by death in every waking moment, no? We are still coming out from a two-year pandemic and has claimed more than 6 million lives, no? Worldwide already. The ongoing Russian-Ukraine war already records at least 3,000 civilians pa lang na, no? Have been killed since last week, according to United Nations officials. Closer to home, we all experienced this. Last December, di ba? Typhoon Odette claimed around 400 lives. Paghanda ito, no? I did not realize. And just last month, kasi nakabawaan eh, the old Luay Bridge in Bohol suddenly collapsed. And just like that, 4 more lives are gone. No? It seems like a month doesn't go by without some tragedy. And that causes us to wonder, what's next? Who's next? No? I remember our dear pastor in Living Word, Guadalupe, kasi kailan ni Pastor Richard Sabate. No? He's known of making this joke when preaching during wake services. Ingon niya nga, our lives are like the movies daw kuno. Then he will point to the casket. This is the now showing. No? And those who are in the hospital dying, they are the next attraction. And us, all of us, are coming soon. But ayaw pagsalig, no? Coming soon pa ka. Kaya unlike the movies, from coming soon, you will go to now showing, no? Anytime without any warning. No? Indeed, life and death is like that. That is why the hashtag that we are highlighting today, hashtag YOLO, is a popular one. It's an universal truth, no? We can say that it's a biblical truth, but sadly, it is only a half-truth at best. And unfortunately, many people today have used YOLO as their excuse to live under the impression that life should live for the here and now with no consideration for future consequences or rewards. It is often used to excuse, no, people's stupid behavior on making some lame choice to gain immediate fulfillment and then just ignore the consequences by saying, hashtag YOLO. No? Example, no, you are in a party and you are debating yourself to pick up that first beer so that you can get drunk. Should I get drunk? Hashtag YOLO. You only live once. Go for it. Make the most of the moment and get intoxicated. No? Should I skip school and go to movies? Hashtag YOLO. Should I cheat on the test to get the good grades? Hashtag YOLO. Should I gossip about this girl in my neighborhood? Hashtag YOLO. Should I sleep whoever I want? Hashtag YOLO. Should I steal since nobody's watching? Hashtag YOLO. Let's party! Hashtag YOLO. Magminyo na ta! Hashtag YOLO. Hashtag YOLO may be a modern term, but this lifestyle has existed for centuries. No? It is even in the scriptures in a more familiar form of let us drink, eat and drink and tomorrow we die. No? Familiar mo na? No? Outside of the Bible, the ancient form of YOLO is carpe diem, no? Which is the Latin for seize the day, coined by Roman poet Horace in 23rd BC to express the idea that one should enjoy life while one can. No? Hashtag YOLO has caught on, no? It has now caught on a cultural phenomenon that captures the lifestyle of many of this modern generation. No? Looking at the social media right now, currently there are around 31 million posts hashtag YOLO in Instagram. And around 700,000 people posted hashtag YOLO in Facebook. The writers of Hebrews would actually agree with YOLO, no? You only live once. But he would add something to that, no? YODO, you only die once. Verse 27 says, no? And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. You only live once, you only die once, and after this life comes the judgment. This is the complete truth about life and death that the Bible teaches. No? And we are going to look at this in depth today. No? We're going to uncover this verse one phrase at a time And I want to give you four truths, four certainties of this out of this verse in this seven. And as we go these four truths, you're going to discover that, no, as I make each statement, its truth becomes harder to accept, no, than the previous one, especially for the non-believers. So these four certainties will start from easy to more difficult to accept as we go. In fact, I would say that, you know, you can't believe all four statements unless you are a true believer. First truth is so basic that everyone believes it. That is, everyone dies. Second, everyone dies once. Third, everyone dies at the appointed time. And last is, everyone who dies will be judged after death. Now, let us look at them one at a time. So first certainty, first universal truth. Everyone dies, no? Verse 27 tells, and just as it is appointed for man to die, no? I don't know how many people would agree with that, no? Everyone dies. I never met anyone also who said that we don't die physically. For the most part, everyone understood that life is a process of dying. That every person born has an expiration date. You are born in this world with a timer, and one day you will zero out. We don't know when, we don't know where, but it will happen. You can joke about it, but it will still happen. No? Who knows Woody Allen? American comedian, at least now. He used to joke a lot about life and death. No, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. He can laugh at that, but he went on to say this seriously this time. I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve immortality through not dying. I don't want to live on in the hearts of my countrymen. I'd rather live on in my apartment. Of course, that's not going to happen, is it? No matter how much we want to live on, everybody dies. Death is part of our life. You have 100% chance of dying. You can work out, you can eat right, no? Low carb, high protein diet. You can take your vitamins, you can count your calories. I'm not saying that those are bad, but let's face it, no? All of us are fighting against the process of decay. And one day, we'll all lose that battle. In the world today, no? About 60 million people die. Kabaw mo na? It works out approximately 166,000 a day. No? And that is almost 7,000 per hour, 115 per minute, which means every second, two people die. So for every breath, approximately seven people die worldwide, which means during this 30-minute sermon, more than 3,000 people die worldwide. In the Philippines alone, that's between 30 to 50 people, depending on how long I go, so I better hurry up my sermon. Having said that all people die, there are actually exceptions to this, diba? I think you are familiar with the two men in the Bible who did not die. Kinsa garito? Elijah and Enoch. Very good. They did not die because they were taken up, no, to heaven by God himself. Also, there was also Lazarus, no? Lazarus who died not once, but twice, no? Because Jesus resurrected him from his first death. He lived, but he still died again. No? And then in the future, all believers who are still alive at the rapture church will also be exempted, no, from death. They will also be taken instantly into heaven. No? Aside from those exceptions, the general self-evident truth is that everyone dies. No? But did you know that that was not actually part of God's original design for humans? He didn't design people to die, no? He designed them to live eternally. Genesis says, no? He breathed into man's nostril the breath of life. He gave them life. And his intention was that they go on living eternally from that moment onward. Then sin happened. We know what's next, right? God set one limit in the Garden of Eden and said, eat anything you want except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat that because when you do that, you will surely what? You will surely die. But they ate it, so they started dying. Paul sums up what happened in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, no? And death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin. Death is the consequence of sin. And since everyone who is born had a sinful nature, then everyone who is born eventually dies. Christians know this well and believe in this, but that does not lessen the pain death brings. Death is an intruder because it interrupts, no? It never comes at the right time. It always comes before we're ready, no? It comes before our children have accomplished their dreams. It comes before the wedding or the birthdays, no? It comes before the will was completely written out. It comes and it shocks. It interrupts. However, for the child of God, death is not to be feared nor dreaded anymore. Because the God of our lives is also the God of our deaths. Amen? In Psalms 116, verse 15 says, the Lord cares deeply when his loved ones die. Just as our lives are precious to him, so is the ending of our lives. God does not regard the death of one his beloved children lightly. The moment and circumstances of our death will not take God by surprise. The Lord knows when, how, and where we will die. He cares deeply about every circumstance we face, particularly the crucial moment of our physical death. Amen? I'm not talking about just the physical death, but God has also taken care of our spiritual death by resurrecting his Son, Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. So when Jesus resurrected, he conquered death for us and granted us victory over death. Amen? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, but thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For them the second death holds no power, but they will be priests of God and Christ, of Christ, and will reign with him 1,000 years. Amen? So everyone dies, but as believers, we don't need to fear because God cares for our deaths and he conquered death for us. Amen? And that's the first certainty. Here's the second one. No? Everyone dies once. Our text says, and just as it is appointed for man to die once. No? Remember Yodo? Not Yodo. Yodo, you only die once. That's basic for us Christians. But do you know that about 1/4 of the world's population today will disagree with that? They are known as the reincarnationists. No? Those who believe in Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, and other few isms. No? Actually, they are our neighbors here in Asia. And their teaching are beginning to have a strong influence to our culture today, especially our children. No? The reincarnationists believe that upon death, The soul gets recycled from one bodily form into another, depending on your performance while living. No? According to the Vedic scriptures of India, there are 8.4 million possible forms to be reincarnated into. Again, if you are good, you will be reincarnated into a better form, like you can be the king in your next life. But if you are bad, you can be a pig or a cockroach, no? We think that's funny, but reincarnation is all a lie. It's all an illusion. It's all a deception from the enemy. What more effective lie could Satan use to counter the value of a single life than to just offer more lives? I think this is their concept of grace, no? Because if you fail on this life, you get an endless chances into your next lives to live righteously again. But Satan is just deceiving them so that they lose their only chance to receive the real eternal life, which is found in Jesus Christ alone. No? The Bible tells us that, yes, we die once, and there is life after death. It is not reincarnation. It is resurrection unto eternity. And contrary to the lie of Satan, our scripture verse says that after death comes judgment, not the next life. No? Our eternal destination is determined in our earthly lifetimes by our reception or rejection of Jesus Christ. We will not be given the opportunity to accept God's gift of salvation after death. So all our chances to make sure that we have eternal life is given only here and now in this earthly life. So don't waste your chance. Grab the opportunity to have eternal life, which is found only in Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:11-12 says, "And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life." Jesus Christ is our one hope for life after death. Believing in Him as our Savior and Lord is the only way we can be resurrected after death and live unto eternity. John, I think we all familiar about this. Let's recite this one. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So believe, no? Believe if you have not. Believe in Jesus. Believe in His death and resurrection, and you will have eternal life. Believe in Him today, for God says, "Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." Remember the criminal, dying on the cross with Jesus? That day, he heard that Jesus was the Messiah. And though he was not sure about that, he knew Jesus was his only hope. So he asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." A reincarnationist Savior would have said, "I'm sorry to give you bad news. You've done a bad stuff here on earth, so you're coming back as a cockroach, no? Be a good cockroach now, so eventually you'll be with me in paradise." Thankfully, Jesus is the real Savior. And though He was hanging and bleeding on the cross, He still showed Him grace and mercy. And He gave Him this real promise: "Today you will be with me in paradise." What a great hope. Amen? What great hope this promise holds for everyone who confesses faith in Christ. He even saves those who confesses with their last breath of life. No? "Indeed, everyone who calls upon His name will be saved. As we have sung, ganina, no? Christ is our hope in life and death. Praise God. Amen? But we should not wait for our last breath to trust in Jesus, because we only die once and we do not know when we will die. God has an appointed time of death for each one of us, which is our third point. But let's review our points so far. First, everyone dies, but we will not fear. Second, everyone dies only once, so we should gain life after death by believing in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, the third is, as I mentioned, no, ganina, is everyone dies at the appointed time. Going back to our scripture verse, and just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. No, the word appointed means reserved or laid up. No, God has reserved a certain date for our death. And you have an appointment with God, but only He knows the date. You don't. We Filipinos are, you know, noted our Filipino time because we are habitually late to our appointments. But this is the one appointment that no Filipino will ever be late, no? Everyone will be on time, no? For this appointment with God, whether you like it or not. It is appointed for every man to die once. Now, this is a harder pill to swallow than the first two, right? Everyone dies, everyone gets that. No. Everyone dies once, 1/4 of the world does not buy that. Everyone dies at the appointed time, and that's God's appointed time. And many, many cannot accept that. Because in making that statement, I am saying that God is sovereign in all matters of life and death. But this is what the Bible teaches. Psalms 139, verse 16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." You know, David was writing this one, no? David here praised God for his sovereignty over his life. He was happy that God was in control of his life. But for many, God's encompassing sovereignty is an offensive idea. No? Even Job, when he was lamenting, he said in Job chapter 14, verses 5 to 6, "You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer. Leave us alone. Let us rest. We are like hired hands, so let us finish our work in peace." Unlike David, Job was not happy with God being sovereign over his life. He wanted God to leave him alone. No doctrine is more despised by the natural mind than this truth. God is absolutely sovereign. Human pride hates the idea that God controls everything, you know, rules over everything, and runs everything. They hate that because they want to be the one in control. But if you really think about life with sober minds and humble hearts, we realize that nothing is really in our control anyway. We realize our human limitations, and we see how much we need, no? We see how much we need God to be in control. Man do not need to be opposed to God's absolute control over our lives. We can submit to His sovereignty because our sovereign God is a good God. Amen? If you really believe that God is good, like David, we will be happy that God is sovereign and in control of our lives. Amen? He is not an egoistic control freak, no? Shooting out lightning bolts to disobedient subjects na matay na tataro, no? But He is a loving Father to His children, a protective shepherd who looks for His lost sheep until they are found. He is the one who loves us the most. He is the one who wants us to be happy the most. He wants what's best for us the most. And the best news is that He also knows what's best for us. Amen? So we can trust Him. We should gladly submit to His sovereignty because it is the only way we can experience peace and security in the midst of this life full of troubles. And even if we don't know when the appointed death will happen, we can truly sing as we sang a while ago, "It is well with my soul." Yes, everybody dies, but it is well with my soul because God cares for my death. Yes, everyone dies once, but it is well with my soul because I trust Jesus and have eternal life with Him. Yes, everyone dies at the appointed time, but it is well with my soul because I'm surrendered to the sovereign God who wants what's best for me. Here's the fourth and final certainty. Everyone who dies will be judged after death. Verse 27, once again. "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment." After death, it is certain that there will be judgment. I believe we all have asked this curious question sometime in our life. No? What will happen after death? And here, the Bible clearly gives us the answer. After death comes judgment. And this is the hardest of the four statements to believe. Many do not like this answer. So they make up their own truth and say, there's nothing after death. They would rather believe that death ends it all. There is no afterlife, no existence, no more consciousness, just nothing. This is what the atheists believe. They don't believe God because they don't want God to be accountable, or they don't want to be accountable to God. They want to live life the way they want it. And that's YOLO, no? On a Roman grave 2,000 years ago was found this statement, no? "Live for the present hour since there's nothing else." See? That's YOLO. You only live once. Live only for the now. I think most of you heard the name Richard Dawkins, a prominent modern atheist. Now, after September 11, 2001, he wrote, "Religion teaches the dangerous nonsense that death is not the end. But according to a survey, 80% of Americans believe that there's an afterlife. In the non-Western countries, the percentage is almost 100%. So there's something built in us that believes or wants to believe that there is something after this life, be it in the form of resurrection or reincarnation. But the Bible has an explanation for this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. God has planted eternity in the human heart. Remember? God originally designed us to live forever with Him. That is why humans basically believe in life after death. But only Bible believers believe that there's a real judgment after death. The fact that there is life after death does not mean that everyone will go to heaven automatically. In fact, it is the opposite. We are all hellbound because of our sins. And God actually makes a distinction between the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked. We see this in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. "And they," referring to the wicked, "will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life." Those who believe in Jesus Christ and have been made righteous will go to eternal life in heaven. But those who have rejected Christ as Savior will be sent to eternal punishment in hell. This is the judgment after death. Death is the consequence of sin. Hell is the punishment for rejecting Christ. Let me remind you that hell is a literal place where the unrighteous will experience the never-ending eternal wrath of God, being tormented day and night. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9 describes Jesus in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord and from His glorious power. So how can we avoid this coming judgment? How can we receive eternal life and avoid hell? There is only one hope. There is only one way. Through faith in Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and life Himself. Amen? Amen. In John 11, verses 25-26, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this? Jesus is our hope in life and death. Will you believe in Him? You should, no? You should, so that you will not be judged to an eternity of death in hell. You should, so that you will spend eternal life in Jesus, with Jesus in heaven. This is the most important hashtag YOLO you can make in your life. Make your decision now, because it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. So today we learn four certainties about life and death. First one, everyone dies. But we will not fear death because God cares for our death. Second, everyone dies once. So we should gain life after death by believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Third, everyone dies at the appointed time. So we should surrender to the sovereignty of God. Fourth and last, everyone who dies will be judged after death. But because I trust Jesus' blood, I am saved from judgment and will go from death to eternal life immediately. But if you are an unbeliever today, after this life is only judgment. And that's the truth. So going back to our casket joke, now let me ask you this question. Come on, I answer. When you're in your casket, you know, lying, and your friends and family are gathered at your funeral, what do you want them to say about you? Do you want them to say, "Look, he's moving"? For me, no. Because that means I'm alive here again. I want them to say, "Now he's living. He's really living. He's more alive there than he ever was here. He is experiencing the real life with Jesus, life that is incomparably better than anything here." So there is a side of truth in YOLO. We do only live once. We do have only one chance to make the most of this life. To those who are not in Christ yet, today is the day of your salvation. Grab that opportunity to accept God's gift of eternal life. And for those who are in Christ, live your lives completely for Jesus and for His gospel. You only live once. Live it for Jesus. Hashtag YOLO. So now, join me. Let us redeem YOLO together. Should we open our Bibles every day and spend with the Lord? Hashtag YOLO. Should we sacrifice our own wants and give support to the church? Hashtag YOLO. Should we serve in the ministry of the church? Hashtag YOLO. Should we join our small groups regularly? Hashtag YOLO. Should we live a life of holiness and purity? Hashtag YOLO. Youth, answer this one. Should you join the camp this June? Hashtag YOLO. And lastly, everyone, answer this. Should we share the gospel to our families and friends? Definitely, hashtag YOLO. Don't waste your life on the pleasure of this world. Live your life for Jesus. Because you only live once. Hashtag YOLO. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much, O God, for reminding us, O Lord God, the simple truth. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are indeed a loving Father. And Lord, for those who does not know you yet, may this day, the day of salvation, O God, extend the hand of salvation, O Lord God, for those who not know, that they would accept you, Lord, as their personal Lord and Savior of their lives, O God. And for those who are in Christ already, pray that they will, O Father God, Lord, move to this message, that they will apply, O God, because we have only one life to live. So, Father, Lord, continue to mold us, continue to transform us into the image and likeness of Christ so that we will live life for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.